Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We should all welcome in listeners to our great radio stations like Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also our friends at 98 Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California. And 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. It is our random question, 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of comments here. A question that you asked a few moments ago, Miles, was about the last time you practiced self-love. This based on what, the New York State?
Correct.
They're just like, look, with the COVID-19 virus, we're not just encouraging safe sex, but like solo time, because you are your, as they say, your own safest sex partner. And it explains itself, but the question, you know, is when's the last time you masturbated? The caller called, said, man, it's been a minute. Been a minute. I'm a busy guy. I've gotten around to it. Someone chimed in and said, I masturbated 15 minutes ago at work. I'm a truck driver. You never know what's going on up here. LOL.
LOL.
So with that in mind, this is what I want to know from other truck drivers, right? Now, we know, based on your vantage point, you've seen all kinds of things when you drive by cars because you can look down into it. So we know you have seen plenty of guys handling their business, women handling their business, people getting it on together. My question is, if I'm a truck driver and you're a truck driver, if you're doing what this guy was doing, would I know it as the other? Can I see into your cab?
Depends on the kind of cab you got, I think.
But that's what I'm saying. From my vantage,
sideline.
We know you know what's going on in cars, but do you know what other truckers are doing when you drive by? Right? I mean, if I look in there.
Come too high.
Because you're safe for the most part. But I got to think, if I'm another truck driver, like, I'm going to hop on my
CD.
Depends
on how much he's weaving
random,
in the lane.
Random.
Put away the greasy random, weasel. Random. Hello, Matthew. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hold on, bitches.
Hola. Matthew, you still working, buddy?
Yeah, we are.
Where are you working?
Yeah. We're a tree company. I'm an arborist. I climb trees.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I guess that's a safe business to be in right now. You can't be around that many people, I would think, right?
No, 90 feet up, I'm social distancing.
Yeah, you are, for sure.
So what would happen if I know you're up in a tree, you're 90 feet up in the air, I know you just want to finish your job and go home, I decide I'm going to bring 40 of my closest friends, we sit at the bottom of the tree. You just going to wait us out?
Not if I want to go home. You guys would be scattered real quick.
Okay. Are you shimmying up the tree with a chainsaw on your back, or are you using a bucket?
No, bucket baby, no. I don't have a lot of respect for bucket babies. No, we climb them by hand and use a saw, and if you have to rig it, you use a lot of ropes and blocks and tackle and do a lot of rigging up right over the house and stuff.
Have you always, down. Like, are you one of these kids that always climbed trees when he was a kid, or is this something you picked up later in life?
Both. I was around in trees as a kid. I grew up in Alaska, so, I mean, we built tree forts, and we used to play games in older trees to see who could fall the farthest, you know, kind of a game of chicken.
Wait. What's the farthest you've willingly fallen from a tree?
I've never fallen out of a tree, knock on wood. I've fallen off ladders. I'll never work on a ladder. They're dangerous.
Have you ever come upon an eagle's nest?
Eagle's nest. We climbed a tree that had one in it right in Bothell, but we were only doing some trimming of lower limbs, but there was an eagle's nest in the very top of it.
I was wondering if there's any dog collars in there, you know, like if you see the normal garbage they see when they get blown out of the wind.
Oh, they're nasty. The whole bottom of that tree is just white with, you you know, eagle poop.
Okay, all right.
Well, let's go with this random question. What musical artist or group would you give your parents credit for turning you on to? Growing up, they'd always listen to something, maybe you ended up liking it later on in life.
Music-wise, you say?
Yeah.
My mom, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Sweet Caroline.
He's got a coronavirus song out now.
Bobby does.
No, to the tune of Sweet Caroline. Yeah, I have not heard it myself, but it's making rounds online.
Was Neil Diamond her jam?
She dug Neil Diamond. She turned me on to the Moody Blues.
All right, there's another good one. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they have like one or two songs.
He was all country, so I didn't get anything from him.
All right, he was all country, is that what you said?
So it's never grown on you. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
It was all country, and I didn't, like I said, I got nothing. Never, I ran away when Hee Haw would come on.
Well, that's the reason we're asking the question. What musical artist do your parents turn you on to?
Also known as Urban Repellent.
A lot of people were turned on to the gambler, Kenny Rogers. He passed away at 81 years of age on Friday. His health had been deteriorating over the past few years. His farewell tour was cut short in 2018 because of his health reasons then, and he was hospitalized last summer and treated for dehydration. His musical career started in the 50s. He was in a band called The First Edition. Just dropped in to see what my condition was in. Rudy, Don't Take Your Love to Town, Coward of the County, and all that.
I remember Coward of the County. I remember The Gambler. And there was a terrible song with Dolly Parton. But you can't say anything bad about it, apparently. But
he was a singer. He was a songwriter. He was a jazz bassist, an actor, an author, a photographer, a businessman, a huge investor in Sprint cars, and Kenny Rogers Roasters, although closed in the U.S., still operating in China. Kenny sold over 120 million albums, won 3 Grammys. He also starred as The Gambler in 5 TV movies. His other acting credits include the movie Six Pack and McShane.
Thank you. I was getting ready to ask. Like, I know he played The Gambler. He played him 5 times?
5 times.
Wow. Okay.
1980 to 1994 in movies. So.
Random.
He's one of those guys my parents always listen to.
Random.
I don't know. I always like Kenny Rogers. Anytime Kenny Rogers comes out, I'm like, yeah. Random,
Kenny Rogers. Random, I think Kenny Rogers random, is fine because my exposure to him were only his hits. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's Coward of the County, The Gambler, which I don't care who you are. Everyone sings that dumb song. And then there. That horrible tune with Dolly Parton, I did not like that song, but Kenny always came off as kind of cool.
Yeah.
Then he came back with Chicken, I'm like, I'm in. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Brian, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. What, Brian, did you do just to spite someone else?
Ooh. I made a career change. I had a terrible boss that would make me miserable every day and just kind of kept telling me that I wasn't going to get out of sales, but I wasn't good at it, and I just jumped back into school.
What kind of sales were you in?
Car sales.
Like, terrible, don't terrible. Say it with so much pride. Yeah. And then when did you go back to school?
That's also a high-pressure job.
Well, sure.
Well, it's pretty brutal. And I'm sorry, what was that?
And what did you go back to school to study?
Software engineering.
Okay. Are you enjoying it?
I love it. I actually went into it for the money at first and then realized that I'm a huge problem solver and it's super fun and I don't have to deal with the public as much.
Okay. Well, so you're good at it. How are your grades in it?
Good. I actually just graduated.
I would think that's one of those jobs where, especially when you have Seattle, Washington on the resume as far as where you went to school and when you learned this, you could get a job just about anywhere.
But that's the goal, but it's kind of tough right now.
Well, sure. You had planned right now, it's a bit of a cluster F. We know that. But at the end of this, on some side, man, I would think you're doing all right.
It's like if you were a chef and you worked in New Orleans or you worked in New York, you know what I mean? There's going to be more of your people are going to respect you a little bit more. If you're a barista.
Even if you're a terrible chef.
And you come from Seattle or you come from Portland or San Francisco, there's a little bit more credit. Even if you suck. It's like if you were a barista.
Right. You just
Portland,
need it on your resume.
Yeah, it goes a long way. The reason we asked, what did you do just despite someone? Remember a few months ago when the news still had time for things like the former founder of Papa John says he ate 40 pizzas in 30 days?
Yes.
By the way, if you missed it, last month he admitted he did not actually eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
A
writer named Brian Van Hooker, he works for Mel Magazine, and he actually decided to do it, mainly in spite of Papa John. And he just posted an article chronicling all 30 days where he did manage to put down 40 pizzas. His rule was that the pizza had to be at least 8 inches in diameter, okay. But beyond that,
It could be from anywhere. And he wound up making pizza at home, eating frozen pizzas, trying every single pizza chain in the area, and even hitting legendary spots in New York. Brian did struggle in the middle with some fatigue, but he says he's never really gotten sick of the pizza still.
Yeah.
And because he ramped up his exercising during the month because of how all the pizza was making him feel, the guy ended up losing 3 pounds in a month of time. Random, 40 pizzas, random, 30 random, days, random, he lost random, 3 pounds.
Did he give any indication random, what his favorite pizza random, was?
He did not say that.
Oh, but
he did
come
say,
on.
He said he didn't get sick of pizza. Random, so that's a testament to pizza.
Look,
you
I worked
40
in,
pizzas in 30 days, man, and you get sick of pizza.
I worked at pizza places for years and years and years and years, and the one thing I'd always serve, man, you're going to get sick of pizza. Not at all. That's the only food I can think of I can eat without much regularity. It just don't get sick of it. It's still good. Hello, Julia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
Julia,
I wanted to say that to you guys ever since I found out about you guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Julia, where are you calling from?
I'm in Port Hadlock.
All right. And are you staying at home or what's the deal? You got to work?
No, I'm staying at home. It's weird. I got laid off right before this whole thing happened.
So does this make you feel better about it?
It does because I'm not exposed to the public as much and bringing it back home to my mom, who's 85.
Oh, that's a great idea. What were you doing before?
I was just a clerk at a smoke shop.
But you still have a lot of contact with customers who come in and out of the place.
Definitely. Pretty much most of Port Townsend, whoever smoked cigarettes, they were...
You would have seen us. All right, well, let's go with this question for you, Julia. What would you say all time has been your favorite breakfast cereal or breakfast food?
Oh, that's easy. Fruity Pebbles.
What?
And do you
Fruity
still eat,
Pebbles.
Do you still
oh.
eat, I like Fruity Pebbles. Do you still eat Fruity Pebbles? Yes, they're great.
I do eat Fruity Pebbles still. I just had some this morning.
And how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 54.
Perfect. That's the whole point of this thing.
See, I couldn't get down with I didn't like Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm. Was it Trix, maybe? The other
Fruity Pebbles are great. Even Cocoa Pebbles are good.
Yeah, but they taste like cocoa. Fruity Pebbles, I don't know, man.
They're good, man. I'm telling you. It's like Fruit Loops. It's better than Fruit Loops. Way better than Fruit Loops.
I disagree.
Well, the reason we asked Julie which favorite cereal breakfast food was, General Mills, they say, has a cereal problem. It thinks that children and aging boomers can help solve it. The cereal category has been shrinking over the past several years as health-conscious consumers turn to other options, but cereal remains important to General Mills. To strengthen the category, they're trying a number of different things, like leaning into the nostalgia part of it, sugary cereals, and exploring new food trends. But basically, all you need to know about cereal is it breaks down into two people. Adult people who are older and children.
Right. There's nothing in between.
That is the entire market. General Mills uses Cheerios in particular to advertise to customers concerned about heart health. That's why you see a lot of kids eating Cheerios and then moving on to Honey Nut Cheerios, which makes Cheerios a little bit more enjoyable. The other brands that do well with children, here they are. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms. They are the two brands that adults and children agree with.
I have both in my cabinet. I have Cheerios, Lucky Charms, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch in my cabinet right now.
Older adults prefer Wheaties and Fiber One. Cheerios is continuing a partnership with Ellen DeGeneres to try to reach her fans. Reese's Puffs. That's geared toward a younger audience, along with Cinnamojos and their Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Makes sense, though, because cereal's expensive, man. So either kids don't have to buy it, parents buy it, or you're old enough to be able to afford it. But in between, like, man, cereal's at a premium in my 20s and 30s. That's another money.
Basically what they're saying is no kids eat Raisin Bran.
No.
Only adults eat Raisin Bran. No kids eat Wheaties. No kids eat all this stuff. The only two cereals that everyone can agree on, Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms.
Because they're both delicious. Where's your Fruity Pebbles?
You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Businesses are taking a hit right now. If you go to mensroomlive.com, we're open Seattle. If you have a business, please get us your information. Mm-hmm. Go to mensroomlive.com and put it there. We are open Seattle. Let us know how your hours have changed, what you've done as far as takeout or delivery. KOKO place in Lakewood is the best Korean fried chicken. Uber Eats and takeout. Thanks, guys, so much for putting the list together. It is much appreciated. That from Madison. Guys, Lifeline Espresso in Kirkland and Everett is still open and currently doing half-off drinks to all medical staff to keep them caffeinated and stay healthy. Thanks from all the fine folks at Lifeline Espresso. Bothell Red Robin and other locations are doing standard takeout, yum, catering, and several delivery platforms, including DoorDash. They are open until 9 o'clock. Thanks, guys, for all the positive vibes you're sending out at this time, especially now. That from our friends at Red Robin. 20 Corners Brewing in Woodinville has growler and six packs available for delivery within 10 miles and curbside pickup as well. If you are in Tacoma, Peaks and Pints, they have a takeout list as well, and they're doing takeout food and growler fills, and one more up in Woodinville. Valley House Brewing in Duval are open until 8 for growler fills and takeout food. Apparently their Italian grinder is out of this world. Thanks a ton. That from Michael. Keep in mind, if you go to Men's Room Live, we're open Seattle. If your business has anything they would like to get out there, including potential work, there is a hiring section as well. So check out mensroomlive.com. All this, by the way, could change at 5:30 when Governor Jay Inslee will make an announcement, and we'll get you an update as soon as we find out what he has to say.
One of the businesses, and I have not given this much thought, but one of the businesses that essentially are industries that has gotten shut down because it's too close of contact, etc. But it's going to lead, I believe, to many tears and awkward photos in the future. And as a bald guy, I have not given this much thought, but as I'm going around Twitter, there's been some concern about the haircuts that people are going to get. Now, kids, I want you to listen closely. You know when your parents take you, I don't know, haircuttery, wherever it is they take it, because they don't do it? They're going to do it, and it's going to be bad. I've been a child with cheap parents who, they would cut my hair.
In the bathtub. And they would put you in a stool in the bathtub.
And it just, it was horrible. And I never thought about this. The reason I bring it up, it's going through Twitter, seeing what people have to say. Somebody posted an old picture of Pete Rose, right? Disgraced baseball player, but they posted it from the 1970s, and he has a terrible bowl cut. Now, he's a grown man, but says every male in America's haircut 2 months from now after his mother or spouse has done her best. But I'm just letting you know now, man. And, Miles, you tried what? You tried to get a haircut like on the last,
all
day,
the last day
before everything shut down. You missed it by a couple hours. I really want some before and after pictures of Miles. I do. Because I'm not going to notice because I see you day to day. But I get the feeling at the end of this run how long it should last before you can get a haircut. Because let's face it, when they open back up, people are going in droves, right?
Yeah.
But by the time you get it, I'm curious to see just, let's just be honest,
Trust me, ridiculous you look. I have thought about, I got from the manscaper thing that's supposed to take care of your boys and stuff.
Yeah.
They sent a real nice pair of clippers.
Yes, they did.
And the guard on it's about a two or a three. I could just take it over the top, man, and just do it all at home.
You just going to buzz?
I'll miss a spot here or there. Just buzz the whole damn thing off.
I say you just buzz it.
Yeah, it's on the side. Like, put the guard on. What the hell's the difference? It's not like we're seeing anybody anyway. You know?
This is a good time to look stupid.
Yeah, do whatever. I'll buzz half my head.
Let's see your head, Mike. Random. Are you sure? Come on. You're a little longer than usual.
What is that, a two or a three?
Four. Okay. Oh, you can look like Mike.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Alan, welcome to the program. Random question, question. How are you hanging in there, man?
I'm doing all right. Drinking my last Guinness.
Your last one?
Yeah, I got a six-pack. Drink a bunch of them first.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. In these COVID-19 worried times, a lot of people stockpile, what, toilet paper, obviously, the foods, batteries, whatever else. If you went into the basement of my home, you would think I'm about to open a liquor store. I mean, there's mountains of beer, fresh bottle of whiskey. Don't shake your head at me.
It's getting ready in case we have to go to Steve's basement.
Listen, I have multiple, and this is sad, but this is true, all right? So with the idea that it might be harder to get some stuff. And look, we got food and all that. And we have toilet paper.
I got an air fryer and beer.
I got an air fryer, I got beer, and I have two cartons of cigarettes that I will not open until such point that you can't go to the store to get them. So that's like my personal emergency kit right there.
Okay, so you're drinking your last Guinness. What would you say is your toilet paper situation right at this moment? How are you doing on TP?
TP-wise, I'd say we got about another 3 or 4 rolls under the sink.
And how many people do you live with?
Right now it's 3, but only 2 of the guys, or it's just another guy that's using the top bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, because women, they up the quotient because they need it for a little bit of everything. So that helps.
Sounds like you maybe have a week or two left, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, because I know a lot of people, they're like, I'm fine on toilet paper. I go to Costco, I have a huge stockpile, like I'm living like six-pack by six-pack. So to me,
you didn't know how good you had it until now.
Well, normally I just put a six-pack of toilet paper underneath the sink, and I'm good to I need another one because it's always there. So I never really think to myself, boy, I need to stockpile up on this stuff. But with toilet paper flying off the shelves, a North Carolina truck driver caused a stir when he was pulled over hauling 18,000 pounds of bathroom products in a stolen trailer. Keep in mind, toilet paper doesn't weigh that much. 18,000 pounds.
That is a lot of toilet paper.
Sheriff's office issued a news release saying that deputies on Wednesday spotted the driver of the 18-wheeler and determined the trailer was stolen. They followed him to a warehouse off the interstate and discovered the driver had 18,000 pounds of commercial bathroom paper products, according to the release. That cargo included a mixture of paper towels, toilet paper, and other commercial products. But wait, there's more. There's a 31-year-old guy named Angel Hernandez in Orlando, Florida, and he works for a company called Yes Hotel Services. They provide cleaning services to hotels. Well, he was cleaning at the Marriott last Wednesday night, and when he left around 1:30, a security guard spotted him pushing a trash can toward his van. The guard stopped him and found that Angel was stealing toilet paper from the Marriott. He had 66 rolls in all. The cops came. Angel was arrested. He was charged with theft from a public lodging establishment. That's a felony.
Wow.
Even though the 66 rolls of toilet paper were valued at 99 cents each, or a total of $65.34.
He's going to be hit with a felony for a $65 theft.
For 66 rolls of toilet paper.
Because it's toilet paper. If it were any other product, barring drugs, even drugs. So even with drugs, if you're that low value, do not mark my words on this, but I think you could get a misdemeanor drug charge. Good God, man. Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Shane, welcome to the program. The random question. How are you hanging in there?
I'm doing all right. Still working.
Where are you working at, Shane?
I do HVAC out in Bonnie Lake right now. Okay. In a retirement home.
So are you still busy, man? I mean, is it still the same regular calls? I mean, not a lot of urgency right now. There's no heat wave.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's no cold snap that's come in, but are you still busy?
Yeah, we're busy. You know, I do like new construction, so I don't know if we're going to be considered essential. I know maybe our service guys, you know, who go out house to house and.
Well, I hope it's essential. Sure. I think that every house in the Pacific Northwest should have HVAC. That should be standard. As it hasn't been for 100 years.
Right.
They should definitely make that something that's mandatory. All right, let's go with this one for you. What did you quit or what did you drop out of? Like, this is not for me. I can't take this anymore. What did you say? The hell with it. I'm out. I quit.
Well, I took a hiatus from HVAC to pursue a degree in computer engineering, and found out I was having a kid, so I was like, oh, time to go back to work.
Oh, have you already had the kid, or are you still waiting?
Yes, he is 1 month old.
Ooh. All right, how's your life changed?
The sleep. I don't get sleep, so.
Yeah, I bet you haven't.
And listen, I'm going to let you in on a secret, and you never will again. This is one thing you discover as a parent, as an adult, to say, get 8 hours of sleep. You're not going to, but you can operate just fine on 4.
How many hours is he going down for?
Lately, he's been sleeping for roughly average 3 hours. So.
And does your wife pump so that you can also feed the baby so she can get a little rest, or do you guys have some like Enfamil or formula to use?
Yeah, she tried that, but we're rocking the formula now. So, and luckily, you know, she's not working right now. So when he wakes up all crying during the weekdays, she takes him and takes care of that so I can try and get some good sleep.
Well, I always said, look, baby, you don't need to pump. I'll just hold the back of their heads while they nurse her.
And,
I'll just hold one hand up. You do your thing. Don't spend all that time pumping. I got you.
And just to let everybody know what happens when you get someone pregnant. When's the last time that you had sex?
Oh, my God. I don't even think sometime last
That's
year.
All you have to say. That's all you have to say. I'm just trying to put it out there for people who are wondering about maybe should I use birth control or not.
And you got to wait like about another 6-8 weeks before you can.
You're not even close yet.
Jump back into the action.
I don't even know if it'll be because she's got to get back on the birth control. That's got to kick in before I even attempt.
Oh, so you've already made the decision. Like, listen.
Right.
I'm not, if there's a risk of the, not that you don't love your kid, they're a bundle of joy, but now that they're here, let's not do that again.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, it's already enough right now.
What was that?
I said it's already enough right now. Could you imagine doing it again?
Yeah, needless to say, you know, as towards this, the what you guys were talking about, how often do you solo? It's quite frequent.
Yeah. Trust me. Hey, look, man.
That's what kids do. You get to discover yourself a little bit.
We have seen the movie. We've been there.
Yeah, man. That's just how it goes.
The reason, we asked, what did you quit or drop out of? The 2020 Summer Olympics aren't scheduled to start in Tokyo, Japan for another 4 months, but with the pandemic still on the upswing in most of the world, it's hard to imagine that they can fit into that timetable. Yesterday, the International Olympic Committee admitted that they are considering postponing the games, and a final decision will come within maybe 4 weeks or so. It could come sooner than that. But last night, either way, Canada became the first country to pull out of the Olympics. And if other countries follow suit, it looks like the IOC will have no choice but to postpone the games. Team Canada said, quote, "This is not solely about athlete health. It is about public health. With COVID-19 and the associated risks, it's not safe for our athletes and the health and safety of our families and the broader Canadian community for athletes to continue toward these games. In fact, it runs counter to the public health advice, which we urge all Canadians to follow."
Random. Comment random, comes in. Random, we just had a guy in the line who is a one-month-old kid. Random, and he's just saying, sleep's not what it used to be. I'm like, right, random, dude. I figure as a parent, you get about 4 hours of sleep. You're good enough. Sure, you're grumpy all the time, but it's enough. Someone says, Thrill, only speak for yourself. I get plenty of sleep, and I have 4 kids. I don't know how you do it, unless they've all moved out already.
I don't either.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ken, welcome to the program. Random question. You still working?
Yep, I am still delivering those cookies. And I just found out my friend Robin, who owns and operates Stoop Brewery, they are filling growlers and selling crowlers, so 32-ounce cans.
Oh, the crowlers, that's what a crowler is. It's a 32-ouncer. Okay, I was kind of curious. We got a crowler last week.
Yeah.
From Crucible Brewing. It was tasty. Nice cold beer there.
I do like that the beer industry has been doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something that they've always offered or if it's something we're just becoming aware of, but I am digging the chili of this for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go with this random question. No names, but do you know someone or anyone in your lifetime who is a little bit out of touch with reality?
Yeah, fair to say.
Okay, and you don't have to name their name, but why would you say that they were out of touch with reality?
They were insistent that they were close personal friends with Bobby Kennedy and played with all the Kennedy kids and were driving them around and just happened to have all these random relationships with all these very high-ranging people.
How old was this person who's sharing all of these stories with?
Oh, this was a neighbor's mom, and so the mom had to have been late 60s, early 70s, and she was just off her rocker. I told my boss about this, and he's like, he knew the family. He's like, oh man, they're crazy. So.
Do you think she was always in this pretend world, or was it something that happened later on in life as her imagination began to expand?
Knowing her daughter, I think it probably started sort of innocently enough and then just mushroomed and bloomed out to what it is. But yeah, that whole family was a little bit peculiar. But just, man, they had some interesting stories.
Do you think they believe their stories, or did you feel like they were just straight up lying?
Oh, no, 100% they believe them.
Okay.
They believe their stuff doesn't stink, and this really, really happened.
See, that's what makes people crazy. Man. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm blue. Reason we ask no names, you know someone who's out of touch with reality. From a milky bath sprinkled with rose petals, Madonna has told her fans that the coronavirus is the great equalizer. In the clip that she put up on Instagram and Twitter and shared with how many ever millions of people like her crap, she says, quote, "That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer, and what's terrible about it is what makes it so great." Madonna goes on to tell her followers that what's terrible about it is it made us all equal in many ways.
What
is terrible about it
and a bathtub full of milk is, come on.
Made us equal in many ways, and what's wonderful about it is that it's made us all equal in many ways. So just so you know, Madonna has found something that brings her down to the same level as everyone else. That
who takes
also
a milk bath with rose petals.
While giving a video. And I tell you what, this is not a good look for Madonna. Not as far as the optics of what she's saying as much as the optics of what you are looking at when you realize that it's Madonna in a bathtub with milk and rose petals telling you how to live your life.
What else do you dunk in milk besides Oreos and cereal? Because I'll tell you right now, Madonna is the last thing I want in my milk. If I opened a bowl of cereal and dumped it in my milk and a Madonna fell into it, even if she started singing, just like, I'm like, get the hell out of here.
What color is the milk when Madonna's done soaking in it?
Would you use any of the milk from her bath, right, knowing what we know of her, right? You go in there, would you eat a bowl of cereal with that milk?
I would eat
shredded wheat because it's less likely I would notice what she left behind. I don't want to see it. Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, couple updates here for you. Yeah, this is not good. We started the show, 95 COVID-19 deaths in Washington State. As of right now, that is over 100. Governor Jay Inslee will make a statement today at 5:30. Mike will have the update available for you in headlines. But this is important information that affects 80,000 people in the area. From King County Executive Constantine, after learning today that the Seattle Department of Transportation was indefinitely closing the West Seattle Bridge due to structural concerns.
What?
I directed King County Metro to immediately begin planning alternate routes on both sides of the Duwamish and to increase frequency of and connections to the King County Water Taxi. Commuters are taking seriously, as he says, our public health directives to stay at home. We are going to use this moment to plan for the rebound. As a lifelong West Seattleite, I know how difficult it can be for the 80,000 or so of us on the peninsula when connections with the rest of the region are interrupted. We will do everything in our power to make sure West Seattle has strong transit alternatives during the bridge repair. The West Seattle Bridge will close tonight, and they have no idea when it will open up. Inspectors last week reportedly showed that the cracks are getting bigger on the high rise. The low rise West Seattle Bridge will be used only for transit, freight, and emergency responders as of right now. And the Department of Transportation says it will take weeks to assess the cracking on the bridge and that the closure will continue much longer after that as they then establish a repair schedule. So just know, as of tonight, the West Seattle Bridge will be closed to non-essential vehicles.
So if you're listening to us on one of our affiliates outside of the Seattle area, and you could probably piece this together, there's Seattle. Just west of Seattle, across a little slip of water, is West Seattle. And like you said, 80,000 people commute over this bridge, man. That's pretty crappy.
That's some news there. And again, we'll have the update with Jay Inslee coming up at 5:30 today. In the meantime, it is our random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hello, Patrick.
Patrick, are you there?
Hello, yes, sir.
Hola.
All right, Patrick. Welcome to the program. Random question. Question. You still working?
I am still working, yes, sir.
What are you doing, Patrick?
That depends on the question.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. So you are still working then?
Yes, sir.
And where are you working at? Are you allowed to say?
Driving a truck right now.
Okay.
Thanks, that depends on the question.
Yeah.
Hey, how recently have you shot heroin? I'm not working anywhere.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. You know what I mean? Do you love your kids?
Right.
Yeah.
I'll give you a softball. Where have you used the bathroom other than the bathroom?
Ooh.
I can't believe it takes you this long to think. I mean, I picture there's dumpsters, there's the woods,
oh, man,
parking
lots.
You
can pick any alleyway in Tacoma at this point.
How about when the feeling hits on the number two? Have you ever had to take care of that?
Yeah, there was no waiting at a festival at a music festival for a porta potty, so it went right behind the porta potty.
So was there anybody? How covert were you?
Not very. There was a lot of drinking that day, a lot of other festivities. So
I got you.
Not really
I got you.
Covert at all.
In that state of mind, you're like, it's coming and it's got to go.
It's
got to go.
I think the worst I've had, as far as that goes, I don't mean like, look, if it's a number one, we've all been there, and even chicks, you'll squat behind a bush. But as far as number two goes, the bar I was hanging out at the time, which I referred to as the Star Wars bar, nothing but freaks and addicts, okay? But the bathroom in this place was revolting. And it's one of those deals like this sounds bad. It's in the middle of Baltimore City, but even if you had to pee, you'd go outside because this place, it smelled bad, and it's one of those places where as soon as you stepped on the floor, like, it was just adhesive, man. And nobody wanted to think about what had happened in there. But again, it's heroin addicts, it's drunks, and it smells like that. So I have to poop. We're at the bar. It is what it is. And I'm like, man, oh, man, oh, man. So my friends are making fun of me. They're like, dude, just use the bathroom. And I even asked them, would you? And I said, no, I would hold it. And I said, I'm trying, but I'm at the point where I cannot hold it anymore, you know, and so I got to handle this. So I ran in there, grabbed a bunch of paper towels, not toilet paper. You can never find toilet paper in there, but I grabbed paper towels. Across the street was the light rail track, and then there was this very steep hill that went down to a train station. And if you're at the train station, you couldn't see up the hill. If you're on the light rail, it was steep enough that in theory, no one could see what I was doing. But I ran, and everyone's laughing, but I ran across the street. I go over the light rail tracks, and again, it's the middle of a downtown of a major city. And but as I kind of go down this hill, about halfway down the steep hill, I grab like this little baby tree to keep my balance and a poop. But then the light rail train, it stops at a light above me, and it's nighttime. So I'm pretty sure they couldn't see me. I can see clearly in, and I always just remember this black chick with glasses and a ponytail, and it felt like she was staring at me the whole time.
And yes, she was.
I just
she
don't
can see
know.
You. More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.